Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, last break of the day, and time for some closing remarks from the wonderful, the one and only, our fearless leader, Steve Harvey. What you got, Steve?
You know, I was just thinking about encouragement and the things that have happened in my life to greatly encourage me. And kind of like I said this morning, you know, I kind of woke up this morning. I just wasn't myself this morning. I wasn't my usual. And I found myself thinking, you know, some thoughts that I shouldn't have allowed to get into my head. But I quickly reversed that. And I'm going to tell you something that I do. Because I was taught a long time ago that your feelings are a barometer of your thoughts. Your feelings are a barometer of your thoughts. And what that simply means is what you're feeling is actually like just a thermometer of what you've been thinking over the past 20, 30 minutes. If you catch yourself feeling out of sorts or getting to a little funk or feeling a little depressed, all you have to do is trace back what you've been thinking for the past 15 to 30 minutes. Because all your feelings are simply a barometer, or however you want to look at it. You might want to say a thermometer so you can say it tells the temperature of what you've been thinking. And so I had to go back and do that. And I realized the reason I kind of woke up on the wrong side of the bed was because I was laying there thinking some negative thoughts. I was thinking about all the stuff I had to do, all the stuff I needed to accomplish. And then I was realizing that there was no way I was going to get it all done today, no matter how hard I try. And as I was sitting there, man, beating myself up for knowing all that I had to do and knowing I didn't have enough time in the day to get it done, I started feeling sort of out of sorts and like, man, I want this to move, blah, 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 blah. Well, I had to catch myself. Because I had to be reminded of the Lord's Prayer, the line that says, give us this day our daily bread, which God has mentally equipped us to handle today. God didn't set our brain up to handle tomorrow, to worry about it anyway. You can think about it and aspire about it and dream about it, but you're surely not to worry about it because there's nothing you can do about it. But I was sitting about worrying about today and all I had to do and how I was going to fit it in today and knowing I couldn't and how I was going to affect my tomorrow. Bad mistake, Steve Harvey, and you know better. And so I'm trying to help you all understand that when you get into that funk like that, know better like I had to know better. God has equipped us to handle today. Give us this day our daily bread. He don't want you tripping on what done already happened in the past. You can't go back. You don't get do-overs. And ain't no need to worry about the future because you have no control over it. So I had to get focused. And I had to think about, wow, all I need is today. I need enough to make it today. And so as I was sitting there shaving, I was sitting up here thinking, I said, wow, I'm up. I have a measure of health. I'm shaving. I'm actually okay. I'm ordering some room service. I'm okay. I get to go to work today. That's a blessing. Not I got to go to work. I get to go to work today because that's a blessing. It's a blessing to have that opportunity. It's people looking for a job today, wishing they would work anywhere. I just need to get a check coming in here. I actually get to go to work to a job I enjoy. Steve Harvey, are you kidding me? You got the nerve to wake up on the wrong side of the bed because you was worrying about what you might not accomplish? Have you taken a moment, sir, to just realize what you have? That my children are healthy? that they all still with me, that I got loving family. Oh, they had a dysfunctional moments. Oh, you can believe that. But at the end of the day, I bet they love each other. Hey, man, you have options. Hey, man, you're able to walk, to see, to talk, to think, to rhyme, to reason. It's just so many little things. I'm looking out the window right now, and I'm realizing the sun is up, and I'm free where I can go out there and enjoy it. Man, get out of here. You don't have the right, sir, to wake up on the wrong side of the bed when the joy and the gratitude ought to be that you woke up on the bed. How about that? Because don't you remember, Steve Harvey, when you didn't have no bed partner? Now you worrying about getting up on the wrong side. How about them 3 years when you ain't had no bed? What about that? Are you kidding me, man? So you gonna lay up here stuck on stupid because you're on the wrong side of the bed. You frustrated. You ain't got enough time in the day. But did you ever really think about why you don't have enough time in the day? Because you got stuff to do. You know why you got stuff to do? Because God created you to be busy. You know why he created you to be busy? So you can have the life you asked for. You can't complain about what's all on your plate when your whole goal was to eat. Sitting up in here tripping about how much is on my plate when my whole goal was to eat. Now he got plenty on the plate and you tripping about that. Are you stupid, Steve Harvey? I don't think so. So I pull my big lip, wide nose self together and focused and got grateful and got my day started. And now as I say goodbye to y'all this morning, I get to go to work and do it all over again. Let the church say amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen again. Amen, amen again. Amen. Holler at your boy.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.